Suppose we were to say that claim 3 doesn't claim patent eligible subject matter. What about claim 2, where essentially the results of claim 3 are put on a computer readable medium? Suppose in the Bilski case that this method of hedging, the claim had been written to say, creating this method of hedging, which isn't 101 eligible, and putting it on a computer readable medium, that wouldn't have conferred 101 eligibility, would it?
It could have. It could
really?
Have. Really? Yes. These are different categories of subject matter. A manufacturer, which is a computer readable medium, is something different than a method. And I would point the court to the recent Finjar case, which found computer readable medium claims infringe, but not method claims. So there is a difference. In addition to that, it is something tangible to say there's a computer readable medium. Computer software on a disk, it's been, I think, at least 15 years that the PTO has been allowing
applications. Wouldn't it still be an abstract idea if it simply because you took the abstract idea and put it on a computer readable medium?
Well, that makes it not abstract, doesn't it? That's what it changes it into a different form. It makes it a computer readable medium, a thing. And this is also where the machine or transformation test, to the extent it's useful as a clue, somewhat breaks down. Because things, whether it's a chemical composition or a light bulb, doesn't really necessarily meet the machine or transformation test. And so a computer readable medium is something. It can be a disk. It can be a hard disk. It is a thing. And when you're talking about things, I don't think you're talking about abstract ideas. And just because there's an abstract idea embodied in the invention, there's nothing wrong with that. That goes back to Deere, the Arrhenius equation that was used. It was still a patentable method. Most great inventions do have an abstract idea in there somewhere.
So if I take an abstract idea and I put it into Braille, that's a medium which is readable by a certain subset of the population. Does that turn it into patentable subject matter?
Sure. No, I don't think so.
And why is this different?
You run into other problems. You run into a printed matter problem, for one thing, when you're talking about Braille.
Right.
And this court's cases like In re Lowry have said printed matter exception doesn't apply to printed or to computer readable medium because they perform functions. The claim talks about computer readable medium with program executable code that does things. It has specific functions. So it's not simply looking at it and saying, oh, I can read it. It has one or more processors specifically recited in the claim that execute that code. So it's doing something, and that's different than just perceiving, such as in Braille. And that's why it's different, and the printed matter exception was held a number of years ago not to apply in this context. I think you also should realize, and I'm sure you do, that the PTO has been issuing computer-readable medium claims for about 15 years. I think one of the statistics...
Well, but I don't think anybody's suggesting the fact that it's computer-readable makes it not eligible. I mean, but the converse isn't true. Not everything that's computer readable is eligible.
It certainly depends. If it was a book, I would agree with you. We're not talking about something that you could read. But if it has some functional relationship, and that's where the court's cases have been, if it has a functional relationship, meaning it does something, this computer executable code actually performs these functions, that changes it into something different. And I think when I'm speaking
so
generally...
So you took the Gottschalk invention and you added computer-readable medium to the first element of the Gottschalk claims, you'd be okay.
You're getting on the border there, and because reading the Benson or Gottschalk and Fluke, there is a line you can't cross, and I think it's when you come to what is essentially pure mathematics, which really is what Benson and Fluke approach. It's basically just a mathematical function. And if you said have a formula for calculating pi and you put it on a computer, I'm not sure that that would pass, much like calculating an alarm limit or converting one set of numbers to a different one as in Benson. But I will admit that that's a hard line to draw when you get to those things. But we're not even close to that here. We're not talking about an abstract mathematical function. We're talking about actual executable steps that include looking at this IP address, constructing a map, and then doing these various validity tests. It's nothing really like that.